USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has a message for everyone regarding President Trump's new immigration plan.
But this plan is focused on a different part of fixing the immigration system, and we'd like for people to not reject it before they even sit down and really learn about it.
President Trump is set to lay out his immigration plan at the White House just after 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Non-essential American personnel in Iraq are heading home after the Defense Department warned of a possible threat from Iranian-backed forces. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News about the increased tensions between the United States and Iran.
The president shot down the idea we're going to deploy 120,000 people. But removing personnel from embassies and consulates is clearly a serious move by the State Department. They feel the threat.
This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Three familiar tuna brands are facing allegations. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
New lawsuits alleging the top three tuna brands are deceiving consumers into believing their tuna is caught only through dolphin-safe fishing methods. The proposed class actions filed on Monday claim that Starkist, Bumblebee, and Chicken of the Sea use fishing techniques that do kill or harm dolphins, and they don't always employ the safer methods used by companies like Whole Foods and Trader Joe's. They say it makes the company's dolphin-safe labels false and misleading, violating the laws of several states. Bumblebee and Chicken of the Sea with no immediate comment. Starkist says it doesn't discuss pending litigation.
A Las Vegas woman is facing murder charges after pushing an elderly man off a city bus. Las Vegas police have released a security video from March 21st showing a woman pushing a 74-year-old as he was leaving the bus. He died about a month later, at which point it was ruled a homicide. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
According to a new report out from LendingTree.com, credit access is often a significant barrier to home ownership. But is buying a home the best choice for everyone? Well, not so fast. That's according to Ramit Sethi. He's author of a new book titled The Second Edition of I Will Teach You to Be Rich. I chatted with him about home ownership versus renting.
Yeah, not so fast. That's a classic myth. In America, we hear these things that are almost religious, because we just believe them and they're repeated. And that one of those things is you're throwing money away on rent. And I would just ask people who say that, did you throw money away on the dinner that you went out for last night? You know, when you paid for that entree? No. You happily paid money and you got something you valued in return. Same for rent. So it turns out that buying a house as your primary residence is often not the best investment. A lot of times it's a terrible investment. And what I want people to do is to actually factor in all the costs, all the phantom fees that people don't think about, and to run the numbers. And you might discover, as many do, that it's actually better to rent and to take your additional money and to invest it through places like the stock market. It's a very simple way to invest. You can actually make considerably more for many, many people. That's what I want people to do, is to run the numbers themselves.
And in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals, it was the Milwaukee Bucks beating the Toronto Raptors. The Bucks lead that series 1-0. Game 2 between the Golden State Warriors and Portland Trailblazers takes place tonight. Golden State is leading that series 1-0. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.